Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Yes, God is good. One of my best verses in the Bible is Psalm 119, verse 68, I think, which says that God, you're good, and you do good. Yeah, it is, I think, my best verse in the Bible. Most of you think, you know, that is one of my what? My best, amen? Hallelujah. We thank God for last Sunday. Joanne took us through a teaching on worship. Amen. And that was awesome. There are some things which we say in passing here, but we have never had like a teaching about them. And I always think about those topics, like worship. We have never really like had a teaching on worship. We just talk about it in passing. Amen. But though there are things which I would want us to talk about at times, I cannot force myself to talk about them. Amen. So every Sunday, if I'm going to preach, I have to seek the Lord. Even when I have something I'd want to talk about. Amen. So at the right time, God knows what his children need at any one time. Amen. So it was glad last Sunday for us to get a little bit of that. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, we're going to talk about the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk about, again, simple stuff. The name of what? The name of Jesus. Amen. We are saved because of that name. Amen. The Bible says there is no salvation, except in that name. Amen. And the Bible also says that whatever we ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he will give unto us. Not what we ask not what we ask Jesus, but what we ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he will give unto us. So, because we need to receive from the Father, it's important that once in a while, like today, we get ourselves reminded about the name, which the Bible calls the most excellent name. The more excellent name, more excellent than the angels. That is the name of who? Of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. And there is deliverance in that name, Salvation which we get by that name or through that name includes everything. It includes healing. It includes forgiveness of sins. It includes deliverance from evil powers. Glory be to God. And all that comes, by that name or in the name of Jesus. Amen? In that name, all that Jesus is in that name. All that Jesus is where? Is in that name. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that in my name, they will go forth. Those who believe, those who believe in his name, they will go forth. They will cast out with demons. Amen. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Glory be to God. So that's why we need to understand, and get acquainted, with this name, which you all know. Glory be to God. But if we really knew what that name means, what that name carries, amen, many of us wouldn't be having the issues that we have. Hallelujah. For example, there'll be almost no sick anybody. You understand? Because that name carries a power, against sickness. You understand? Amen? So we have to get to know that name. Hallelujah. Amen. Names are very important. Amen. almost all humans, somehow become like their names. You know that. If you don't care, if your name is bad, you understand? If you're not careful, you know, if you don't get established in the more excellent name, the name of Jesus, you will become like your name. If your name is good, well and good. Amen? You will become that good thing in that which that name speaks about. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. What's up with you guys? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Every name has a meaning. Whether you know it or you don't. Every name what? Has a meaning. When I find somebody say, what does your name mean? And they say they don't know it. Or you even go on the net and there's nothing. The net just hasn't yet gotten the revelation. I'm telling you, you can only just speak something and it means nothing. Is that possible? No, it's not. Every name, every sound that comes out of someone's mouth, you know, means something. Amen?
Amen?
It does. Amen? Do you know, I mean, every name, whether you ever found out why, whether you check on the net and there's nothing, be sure it means something. But now, if you're born again, don't worry so much about that. You have the more excellent name, the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. When I say that, some people woke up. Because already some people are feeling bad because they have what? Weird names. Glory be to God.
Amen?
Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am going to become and to do everything that Moses did. My name wasn't given to me. I know some fellows, who was going to school, they went to school P1, and they only had two vernacular names, African names. Then this was a Catholic school, and they just said, so what's the kid's name? Then two names, and this guy said, no, we need an English one. We need a Christian name. But there's nothing like a Christian name. There's nothing like a Christian name. I'm telling you, but it is not, whether you call it Joanne, because Joanna in the Bible, what, there's nothing like a what? Nothing that's not there. That stuff was just a strategy to brainwash Africans. I'm telling you the truth. What is Christian about the name Moses? It's just in the Bible, but that doesn't mean that it is more special than Tumwebaze. Tumwebaze is even better. You understand? Moses just means drawn out of what? Water. Now, what is good about that? What is good about that? Honestly. Do you know what Paul means? What does it mean? The humble one. No. That is just a whatever. It means small. Because which can also mean humble. You understand? Small in my sight, you know. But you understand? I'm not trying to dish your name. Paul's name, by the way, was given to him from heaven. Amen? So that he can become the one who, the Paul, Apostle Paul. Amen? So this thing, it was just a strategy to what? To enslave Africans to this day. We have gone to school, but we are still what? I'm telling you the truth. It is very sad by that. Very sad. When you meet people who cannot give their kids a first name which is African. It is very sad. Now, if it is a villager, you can understand. But people went to school. Went to school and they fight over, they want their kids to be named Eden. But there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, if that's what you want. But if you think someone shouldn't have a first name which is African, the first name, and why does it have to be first? Why does an Englishman's name have to be first? When you think through all these things, man, you realize, man, what these guys did. Hallelujah. But God gives those names, you understand? I mean, God can give you the name Paul or Samuel or Moses, you understand? Amen? But also God can give you Tumwebaze. Amen? God can tell you, name your kid Akandwanaho, whether you are a Myankole or an Itesot, you understand? Why do you name your child William? And you cannot name your kid what? Migisha. But then you say, but I'm not of that tribe. But are you of the tribe of William? No, honestly, but these things are very sad. Very sad. When you think through them, they are very sad. Amen? You have a guy, someone, your best friend, called Okumu. And now you are in Uganda. You cannot name your child Okumu. But you're there, you take your kid to be water to be poured on their head with a kaname over from where? Ireland. And you don't, anyway, this thing, anyway, but we are talking about the more excellent name. The name of who? Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. But what also God wants you to do, He wants you to take your name seriously. Especially if it is good. Now, if your name is bad, two things can happen. You can sanctify it. Amen. You remember some guy in the Bible, 1 Corinthians, 1 Chronicles 4:9, I guess, Jabez? It was a bad name. But he prayed to God and said, God, let me not cause pain, because that's what his name means. So that means he was going to cause pain. He was going to cause havoc. Hallelujah. But then he didn't change his name. He just said, woo, God, and the Lord, he blessed, you understand? But he went ahead and was still called with Jabez. Amen. Also, you can change your name. Hallelujah. If the Lord leads you, you can do what? Change your name. Amen? Paul, but these guys are special. These two guys are very special, man. Every time I think about them. Now, sometimes the way I feel good about myself is thinking about them. When I realize how great they are, and then God told them, man, be careful with that guy. Amen? And then I also think, man, now I must be very what? But do you guys know? Let me tell you something deep about me. Something deep. For those of you who like deep things, do you know that I have never seen a vision? Your pastor, in this prophetic move, your pastor has never seen a vision. In this day of the prophets, I think I've seen a vision, maybe like with the eyes of my heart, not an open. You understand? Maybe I have. I think I have. Anyway, but according to me, I've never seen. Glory be to God. I have never gone out of my body. In this day of the prophets, now Charlotte, I think, has been born again for a few years. But Charlotte has been out of her body. I got born again, I think, in 98, 99. How many years ago? That is 2 plus 17, 19 years ago. Charlotte, is it 5? Maybe not. But she has been out of her body. I've never. Amen? Another deep thing. I've never gone to heaven. I've never. in this day of the prophets. Elvis said some time ago, I heard him when we were at Hilton. He said that he wondered, people in this day and age never seen an angel. Glory be to God. Amen. You know, and by the way, it's a mystery in this day and age. You have not seen an angel, and many of you are here. I'm not the only one. Glory be to God. Amen. But what were we saying? I was just saying the more excellent name of Jesus. These guys, their names, your three names, got them from heaven. They were told specifically, even him specifically, to change their names. And without it, they were never going to reach their full potential, their destiny. And they told them switch. And now they didn't just pick some names. Again, in vision and dreams, they were given their names. You know, his three names. Hallelujah. Amen. Mine, like you, was given to me by my father, my dad, Moses. So that I can do someone like the Moses of old. Glory be to God. And he gave me my surname so that in that aspect, in that work, I will be victorious. So if you're waiting for me to fail, it's not going to happen. Because I have a name, the victorious one. Singles, you understand? Hallelujah. If you're waiting for me to be flawed, it's not going to happen. Hallelujah. It ain't going to what? Happen. But, so, I take my name seriously. Very seriously. You know, very seriously. Glory be to God. And now God wants you to do that. You remember Jessica last Sunday? You know, I told Jessica like 2 years ago, anyway, when she just came here, I asked her, what does your name mean? And she did. I was shocked. Because that's such a beautiful name, and she didn't know what it means. But I'm not around going, spoon-feeding people. I told her, go and find out what your name was. Means. That name means a wealthy woman. Now, you remember the dream, what's your name? Fiona had. There was a dream which we shared here, you know, but one of the key things was God saying that Jessica is going to be a wealthy woman. You remember, she's going to live up to her name if she wants. And those things are conditional, by the way. Amen? One of the things she has to do is to do what? Is to do what? Obey the laws of, joyfully obey, not just obey, joyfully, obey the laws of giving and receiving. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, so your name, by the way, I'm very serious. God wants you to take your name very seriously. Hallelujah. Evelyn, do you know what your name means? Eve, you know what it means? What does it mean? Life giver. Great. Now I'm coming to you, by the way. So you had better start looking for birds. Sandra, do you know what your name means? Bridget, you remember? I'm the one who told Bridget what her name means, and I remember. It means resolute. Something like that. No, the pastor can't be wrong. Hallelujah. You know, life giver. So why should you die before getting a child? You understand? Because that's what Eve did. You understand? A life, you know, mother of the living. You understand? So that essentially means you have to get a child or get children. Hallelujah. Judith, do you know what your name means? Amen? Glory be to God. Some of you don't want to look at me. What's her name? She's checking Google what? Name's meaning. Glory be to God. Take your names very well.
But that is 50% of what God wants you to know today. 50% is the name of Jesus. 50% is your name today. Are you listening to me? Very serious. Do you understand? Get to know what your name means. Get to know if you are named after somebody, maybe a famous prophet like Samuel. You understand? Maybe you're not supposed to be a prophet, but get the great thing about the guy. You understand? I realize that Samuel. Are you Sam or Samuel? You're Sam. You understand? I realized he was the first person in the Bible. The reference man of God. The first time that the man of God is mentioned in the Bible, it is in reference to Samuel. You understand? So even though you're not called to be a prophet, but let your life be so great that people can say, man, that guy is a man of God. Either in terms of wealth, whatever. You understand? Say, man, that is a man of God. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Priscilla, what does Priscilla mean? I know you don't know. Amen. Sarah, do you know what your name means? Everyone should know here what Sarah means. Amen? People are scared. They want to run out of this church. But you see, God is not what? He's not trying to teach difficult things every Sunday and every Tuesday. Today just wants you to what? Your name, Fiona. You know what your name means? Sometime ago, I tried to, like 2 years ago, I tried to check out that name, by the way, and I failed to find out what it means. But you understand, I went Google, Baba, you know, search engines, I failed. But you know what it means? Anyway, whatever, I failed. For me, I failed. So you can see, you know, like they say, Mobisera Biange, Evie Dembe. I got it. What? I'm wasting. You know now. You know I don't waste time on the net. You know. So I want go. I just think about somebody what their name means. Glory be to God. Get to know what your name means. Charlotte, do you know what your name means? But Sandra, no, Sandra, really. You don't know your name. No, this is strange. If you are a villager, that would be okay. You know, Hallelujah. What's your name? Do you know what Robert means? Bob is just a short over. Find out what your name means, Amen. But now, again, remember, there is a more excellent name. You understand? But even with that, your name is still what? It still counts. You can change it, by the way. You can do what? Those guys change their names. If your sister is going to marry Paul, just know she's not going to have a what? A Chinyankole name, you know. Mrs. Whatever. She's going to be called Mrs. Samuel or Jaza. Though I think you have to pray for before your intro. Because if you don't, the families are going to harass you. You know, Could they say, no, what, which tribe, you know, Our girl, what, you know, Tambula and Gajaza, what? Those things. But if you win that battle, and you will win, because God gave you that name, so you will win, and you're going to win. The winning is going to become manifest. You already have it, but you're going to, you know, Amen. And if you win it, that will be so good. Because from that day, that family will never try to control you. But one of the greatest battles you can ever win, that is if you're serious with God, is winning those battles where everyone gets to know. As in, buna nebakuvako. I'm telling you, that is a very great achievement. The greatest achievement is not masters and PhD. You understand? One of the greatest achievements is bamuvako. You understand? And now you're free to do the will of the Father, not the will of your family. You understand? Not the will of your family. The will of human beings who even don't know why they were born. And then they place on you a calling. You understand? You know, you become a driver for the family. You know those things. An errand guy, you know. these things are very sad when I think about them. There is no one, especially in the ministry, who has ever done anything great for the kingdom. You understand? Who they haven't first won those things of family. They control spirits, but they are controlled devils. You see, the devil, he gets to know your calling. He gets to know your calling. So he gets people around you, your sister, your brother, you understand, to now, like, he goes through them to try and what? Get you known to go, known to fulfill. You understand? And if you're an idiot, you know, you fall for that. Amen? If you're what? But you're not. You understand? I'm telling you, these things are true, Hallelujah. Amen. I remember, you see, I grew up when people were trying to control me. You know, I grew up, my growing up is not important. You know, you understand? But from when I grew up and I got sense in my head, I've always been fighting being controlled. I'm telling you, I've been fighting being controlled. And it became worse. Actually, the first time I remember, you know, that's how I even changed the order of my names. You know, my last name until senior six wasn't Mutsinguzi. It was something else. You understand? The B, you know? You know the author of the other book? Financial Prosperity? The author is Dr. Moses B. Mutsinguzi. So the B was my last name. But in senior six, I was like, no way. Because everyone in the family, where my dad had 12 kids, all of them were what? Bwango, 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 bwango. I was like, no. Sure. But I had to make sure that I'm not going to lose my Oliver points. Because Oliver had batted. So those points were what? Very precious. So I went and inquired, if I switch the order of my names, will I? They said, no, kawa. So, sure. Amen. That was the beginning of breaking control spirits. Amen? Yeah, then, anyway, you know, yeah, I've done things in this world. I've done things. But now I am free. You understand? I'm telling you, I'm free. Free to obey God. So I don't have to call a family meeting so that I can resign being a doctor. You know, some of you can't even dare leave your jobs until you've told two people whether they agree, your brother and sister. Until they agree, can I? You know, that is so sad. Very sad. Not that you shouldn't seek counsel, but no, you guys, please grow up. Do what? You're waiting for the name of Jesus. He first wants you to grow up. Do what? I remember I finished medical school, so I wanted to do internship in Hoima. You know, very far. Those days it was very far. Like, I don't think any of my family what has ever been to Hoima. So I tell guys, you know, next week I'm going to Hoima. Next week I'm going to Hoima for internship. 6 months. Man, you could have seen. And the reaction they gave is exactly what I wanted. Could I tell guys, leave me alone. That's why I chose you, you know. Because that's exactly the way they reacted. Have you told so-and-so? Have you told your brother? Why do I have to tell my brother where I'm going to do it? Can you imagine? People think, have you told your brother? That thing, I was like, aha. Now I have you where I want you to be. To leave me alone. To obey the call of God upon me. To be me, Moses. Hallelujah. Amen. The people who are knowing me, in quotes, when I'm extremely smart, not today, I'm not, you know, but sometimes I'm extremely smart, the negative man, you look like Brother Mbonyi. No, I look like Moses, you understand? Okay, yes, I look like him, but man, my identity is not in Mbonyi, you understand? I'm Moses. Glory be to you. Now, some of you are annoyed. I am who? Moses. You know, that name is better than... To be honest, glory be to God. But there is a more excellent name. Some of you think, what? But I want to be free. I don't want to be bound by anybody. I don't want to even be bound by my wife. You understand? Now, the worst bit you can do to me is to try to control me. Then I tell you, stop, you know, I have a calling. You understand? And you insist. You understand? I'm like God. But do you know that God, a time comes and he gives up on people? You know that? Even getting saved, a time can come when God says, you never preach to him again. It's closed chapter. You know that? You don't have to know it and you don't have to agree. But it happens. Amen? You read Kenneth Hagin. God told him that one, it's enough. Now, Chiwed is going to hell. And so, I'm also like God. A time comes when what? I give up on you. And you know, because I don't want to be. I want to fulfill the will of God for my life. You understand? You know, Amen? But find out what your name means. Please. Please. And pray to God that you may live up to that name. Hallelujah. If it's bad, you can change it, or you can just do like what Jabez did. You don't have to change it. Amen? Hallelujah. Isn't that simple? Is it deep? It is deep. Glory be to God. Amen. Let me show you, some of you know, but some of you, you know, how powerful names are. Do you know that the first time, the gospel was ever preached? Okay, not the first time, but anyway, we're going to read Genesis chapter 5. Open your Bibles. We're going to read the entire chapter. Genesis chapter, the entire chapter. Amen? Adam begot. Don't smile at me. Adam begot who? You see, you guys, you're in deep things, Paul's deep things, and you don't know who Adam what? Begot. Adam begot who? No, he begot Cain and Abel. Amen? But Cain killed Abel. And Cain was the evil one. So he was out of the picture. So Eve begot another child, another son, called who? Do you know the meaning of Seth? Okay. So, Adam, our slides. Adam begot Seth. Seth begot. Okay. Adam means man. This is not what I wanted. I wanted first the names. Amen? But it's okay. Adam begot Seth begot. By the way, this was the first guy who committed idolatry. You know that, eh? The Bible says that in his times, people began to call upon the name of the Lord. That's what your Bible says. But when you decide to be deep, you realize actually that translation is not actually very right, that they began to call upon the name. What actually those guys did, in his days, that's when they began making idols and calling them God. But that's not important for today. So, he begot who? And then that one begot? Canaan. Canaan begot? You guys don't, it's here, you know, eh? What is him who is slow? Mahal, what? Hallelujah. And that one begot? And Jared begot? Enoch. Paul has seen Enoch, by the way. You know that, eh? Paul has seen Enoch, eh? And Enoch was scared, eh, of how, yeah, his walk with God, eh? Like, anyway. So Enoch begot Methuselah, and Methuselah begot Lamech. Lamech begot Noah. You have just read the entire Genesis chapter 5. You were finished. Amen? Now, you have seen the meaning of their names. Eh? Adam means? Joseph, let's go together. Adam means? Seth means? Enoch, Canaan, Mawat, bless God, Jared, Enoch, and Methuselah. By the way, do you know that when this guy died, that's when the flood came, the flood of Noah. His death shall bring, what it brought was the flood. God first waited for him. And he had been given, Methuselah, like. So the guys knew, you just watch this guy. As long as he's alive, you're kawa. You know, his death, what he was bringing was a flood. Amen? It's interesting that he's the one who lived longest. Maybe that just shows the mercies of God. That they are, you know, they are, he endures, he suffers long. You know, but his death brought the flood, amen? And his son was called Lamech. If you're Lamech, you have a bad name. You have a what? But you can sanctify it, you understand? Amen? But it's bad, you can see. Amen? And Lamech begot Enoch. Noah, which means rest and comfort. Now, when you add those guys' names together, the meaning of their names, you know, you just have the gospel right there. Amen? So I'm going to get one of you to try and create a sentence from that. Hallelujah. And someone who has a bad name. Hallelujah. Yeah? Charlotte sounds like, Sandra, Charlotte, okay? But don't waste time, Amen?
Man appointed mortal sorrow, blessed God, calm down.
Create an intelligible sentence. Robert, Bob. Deep. This is not deep, guys. I pass? Okay, Judith.
Man appointed a mortal sorrow, blessed God came down teaching, his death shall bring despairing rest and comfort.
Yeah, a good try. Sandra wants to try. But Sandra, you were here when we did this thing years ago, so we're not going. Anyway, but you can say that man is appointed, man is appointed to mortal sorrow. But the blessed God shall come down teaching. Then say his death shall bring comfort. Did that sound here? You know, man is appointed to mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down teaching. You can also say, he shall come down teaching that his death shall do what? Shall bring comfort, shall bring rest, shall bring salvation. The gospel is there preached in Genesis chapter 5. Now, do you see how names are important? Names are what? So you had better take your name very seriously. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So this God was going to come down teaching that is death. You know? So who is that God who came down? That is Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. The angel came and told Joseph about the child Mary was carrying. You remember? And the angel told Joseph that she, Mary, will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So you can see how it wasn't just a name that means nothing. You understand? That name was, it depicted the destiny of the man that was coming forth. You understand? Not just some stupid name meaning nothing. Glory be to God. So your name, in it, there's destiny. Hallelujah. But now we are talking about the name of who? Jesus. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, concerning that Jesus that was coming, it says that for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called what? Wonderful. Counselor. Mighty God. Wait there. This child was God. Hallelujah. Because his name was going to be called what? Mighty God. You understand? Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. And Prince of Peace. You understand? His name will be called. Glory be to God. You see, that child was going to be called Jesus. You understand? He was also called Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You understand? Now that just shows you the kind of power that is in that name. Because that is the name of God. I can call it Jesus is the name of God. Just add two and two together. You understand? You don't have to be deep. You understand? So when you use the name of Jesus, you're invoking all the power that is in the Godhead. You understand? Now, how can anything resist the power of God? How can anything resist the name of Jesus? You understand? Because it is backed by deity, God himself. You understand? This Jesus, the Bible says, his name will be called Mighty God, Everlasting Father. You understand? Now, with that name, you have to realize what you have. Do you understand? You know, what you have is a force that the world has never known. You understand? The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You understand? The Bible says that there is nothing impossible with God. You understand? And that God is called Jesus. You understand? So when you say the name of Jesus, you're basically bringing God on the scene. And with him, nothing is impossible. No demon can stand before that name. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Why? Because of that name. Glory be to God. You've been saved for a long time. And maybe you now take that name lightly because you've been saying it every day. You've been born again. You understand? Hallelujah. But today, God wants you to to the consciousness of the greatness of that name, God wants it to be reawakened. You understand? And start to come against situations in the name of Jesus with understanding that nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 up to 10, it says, it talks about Jesus and says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Now, when that happened, the Bible says, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven, beings in heaven, and of beings on earth, and of beings under the earth. Everything bows at that name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. What God wants you to do is to use that name against every circumstance that might seem impossible. You understand? And with that name, you will get victory. With that name, you will get results. There is nothing impossible for God. You understand? You know it? And God came as a man. You know, the Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. You understand? And when he came to the earth, he was called Jesus. Now you have that name to use it. Glory be to God. Amen? The wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Comparing him to angels, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, 4, that Jesus, having become so much better than the angels, he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Glory be to God. There's some of you who call your children little angels. Amen. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But really, you're just making your kids very inferior. You understand? You're getting kids to a level they shouldn't be. You're taking them lower. You understand? Hallelujah. You're greater than angels. Amen? So you're not doing your kids any favor calling them angels. That is for free. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, there is salvation. You understand? Salvation does not only mean forgiveness of sins. It means everything that came as a result of Adam's fall. It means deliverance from all that. You understand? It means it includes forgiveness of sins. It includes deliverance from demons. It includes healing. It includes prosperity. It includes everything that the last Adam came to undo. You understand? That's why the Bible says in Acts chapter 4 verse 12, it says, That there is no salvation in any other. It says there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. That word saved is not just only forgiveness of sins, only getting born again. You understand? God wants you, because of that name, for you to be delivered from sickness. Amen? Are you listening to me? Today, God wants you healed. In the name of Jesus. You understand? The more excellent name, the name of God. Hallelujah. So sickness cannot stand, you understand, when you have the awareness or the power that that name carries. Glory be to God. Amen? Evil spirits, you understand? Christians can have demons, by the way. Some of these mental things, people get it. It's devils. I'm telling you. It's devils. Now, if you're born again, I don't believe that demons can totally possess you and they take over your spirit. Because that's what the Holy Ghost does. You understand? But they can take control, or they can mess up your body. They can take control of your mind. You understand? Amen? Now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, no demon here will be able to stand against you. In the name of Jesus. Every devil that is tormenting you right now, in the name of Jesus, we cast it out. In the name of Jesus. Every devil that is causing confusion, that is causing sickness in your body, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ramande zeyele mende sikala mane mende kinda kamama. Hallelujah. Rimande yalamande zikala mande sikala mane mende kinda kamama. Rimande zeyele mende sikala mande zinda kala mande zinda kamama. Riseyele mende ziyala mando zolo mondo sikala mande zende kinda kamama. Go ahead and use that name right now to receive your healing. Father, I thank you for the name of Jesus. The more excellent name, the name that is above every other name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for nothing in heaven, nothing on earth, nothing under the earth, no demon can stand against that name. And in the name of Jesus, we command sickness to leave our bodies. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing to everybody here. In the name of Jesus, we speak wellness to every mind. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24 says that in that day, this is Jesus speaking, he says that in that day, you will ask me nothing. So don't ever ask Jesus anything, amen? He says, most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Amen? Whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, the Father will give you. Do you understand that? Whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he will give you. Whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he will give you. Whatever you ask the Father in Jesus' name, he will give you. Do you believe that? If you believe that, now go ahead and ask the Father what you want. Ask him in the name of Jesus. You know it. And Jesus said, now this is Jesus said, he said that the Father will give it to you. Go ahead and use that more excellent name. The wonderful name of Jesus. Rikayele mendezi ala mando sikala mane mendezi la mane mende kinda kamama. Riseyele mendezi la mando sikala mande zende kinda kamama. Male mendeze yele mendeze la mano mondo kamama. Rise yele mendeze yala mando sikele mendeze kala mandeze nda kamama. Whatever you ask the Father, in the name of Jesus, he will give you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Matthew chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Hallelujah. You can cast out demons. Amen. You can cast out demons. Amen. In his name, in that name, they will speak with new tongues. If you don't speak in tongues today, right now, you're going to speak in tongues. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In my name, they will speak with new tongues. Now, if you don't speak in tongues by faith, in the name of Jesus, just open your mouth and begin speaking. You know, as the Spirit gives you utterance. Just begin saying, Ramande zeye lemende silama. And when you start, don't stop. Just continue. Riseye lemende ziya lamando sika lamande zende kila mande kende kabama. Riele ndala zolo muka lamande sika lamande zende kinda kabama. Rike yele mende ziya lamando sokolo mondo zala mande zende kinda kabama. Riseye lemende zikande kende. Rimande yalamando zolo mundo kama kama ma. We thank you, Father, for the name of Jesus, the more excellent name, the name that is above every other name, the name at which everything in heaven, every being on earth, and every being under the earth, they all bow to that name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for we have the right to use that name. Rikele zemende kinda kamama. And because of that name, nothing will stand against your children in this place. In the name of Jesus. For when they mention that name, they will know that all is well. They will know that you, Father, you are on the scene to work on their behalf. They will know that when they mention that name, angels will be released to carry out the assignment as they speak. Rike yele mende zika la mande kinda kamama. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. Hallelujah. Let this be the end to food poisoning. In the name of, just believe the Father, in the name of Jesus, the end to food poisoning. Hallelujah. For in your name, if we drink or eat anything deadly, anything poisonous, we shall not be hurt. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just go, you know, think about that name and thank the Father for that name. We thank you, Lord. Rima yele mende ze yele mende sika la mande zinda kama kama ma. Rima nde yele zele mende sika la manu mundo kama ma. Rike yele zele mende sika la mando zondo kama kama ma. Rima nde yala mande ze yele mende zinda kala mande mende kama ma. Rimande yele zemende sinda kamama. Rimande yele zemende sikala mando mundo kama kamama. Risa yala ze yele zemende sikala mande zende kinda kamama. Just see every condition disappearing, knowing that you have used that name. See yourself healed in the name of Jesus. See that pain being no more in the name of Jesus. See yourself getting that job opportunity because you have asked the Father in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, see your life prospering because of that name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See those that you love set free from demonic oppression because you have used that name. In the name, in the spirit, there's no distance. So right now, you can command in the spirit. You can command every devil that is tormenting someone that you love. Right now you can command, and the devil, wherever it is, will obey you because of that name. Rimande yele zele mende kila makama kamama. Go ahead and do that. I'm serious. Rikale zemende kila mande zende kinda kamama. Rikele zolomondo sikala mande makama. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus shed his blood. He gave his life And then afterwards, he gave us the privilege of using that name. When you command anything in Jesus' name, when you pray in that name, it is as if it is Jesus who's praying. And the Father cannot say no to Jesus. He shed his blood. And now, we can use that name. So we thank him for the blood. We thank him for giving his life unto us.
It reaches the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valleys. The blood that gives me strength from day to day.
In the name of Jesus, we speak to that womb right now, in the name of Jesus, and we speak to the womb saying, you will bear children, fruit shall come from thee, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The grace that was upon Eve, the life giver, comes upon every lady here who needs to have children, in the name of Jesus. The Spirit says that you will bring forth life and nothing will be impossible, for we have invoked the name of Jesus, and with that name nothing is impossible. So thank God for your children now. Thank God for the children, for your womb is opened up in the name of Jesus.
Christ is a healer, and by his stripes you are healed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by his stripes you are healed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you're set free. In the name of Jesus, you're free, completely free. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that has been harassing you, in the name of Jesus, it has fled. And now you can be the man and woman that God would want you to be. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord has heard your prayer, that which you have prayed, in the name of Jesus. And the Lord opens your womb, and the Lord gives you the desires of your heart, and you will be full of joy, and your joy will be full. We thank you, Father. We glorify your name. We thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
We thank you, Father. We thank you for the blood. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the worship team, Father. We thank you, Father, for the blessing that has been today. A wonderful and great blessing. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that the gifts that you've placed inside of them to lead us in the presence, they'll continue using them for your glory and for the benefit of us, your children. Every worship team member right now, in the name of Jesus, may blessings abound in your life. In the name of Jesus.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.